Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This is Talkback Jackson Sports and our Friday check-in with Knutson's and the Knutson's Fishing Report. We welcome back to the sports line Tom Knutson. Hey, Tom, good afternoon.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, we really do appreciate you being a part of this show and to kind of get our listeners up to date on what's going on in and around Jackson, Michigan, and beyond. So I guess where do we want to start today? What's hot and what's going on?
Well, you know, it's we're in the middle of the start of the fall run, not the middle, but we're in the start of the fall fishing run. Lakes have quieted down for the boaters. You know, they'll be out there again this weekend a little bit with that this nice 80-some degree temperature. Yeah. We didn't lose that much temp over the last week, so there'll be some boaters out there to get their last run in at the jet skis, but. For the most part, the lakes now, you know, are in control of the fishermen. And so the fishing, you know, the fall fishing begins for those who are avid fall fishermen.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit last week about bluegills being on the drop-offs and some of the bass and others starting to get a little more active as they kind of start to gorge a little bit, knowing that the cold weather is coming. Are we still looking at pretty much the same thing?
Yeah, that's not going to change until we lose, you know, 10, 15, 20 degrees in the temperature. You know, then they'll move around a little bit more. But we had, in a very short period of time over the weekend after we talked last weekend, I think it was like within a five-minute period, two guys came in with one with a 5-pound and one with a 7-pound northern. So
wow.
That's some pretty decent fish for this area.
Yeah.
And especially that time of year, a big holiday weekend like that. So that's good news to see fish like that.
Right. Yeah. Did they share intel with you as to where they got those?
Usually they don't. You know, if they do, you know, if they say where it is, you know, it's going to be some other lake.
Right. Well, you know, after we had the conversation on Saturday, I noticed that there was a guy fishing out on our lake who had one of those, and I could tell he had a longer pole, and from the distance, I thought it was the flip pole like we had talked about. But when he drove by the house later, I could see that it was one of those longer ones with the reel, the crappie rig that you and I had talked about last week.
Okay, yep.
Yeah, so it was interesting to see that out there. Never seen that. Or I think maybe it's just because I was never paying attention. But
exactly right, yeah. You were noticing what how the guys were, how they were fishing, and you just happened to, after our conversation, you noticed a longer rod for that time, for that time of year in that lake.
Yeah, absolutely. So beyond Jackson County, last week we talked about perch on Lake Erie, walleye in Lake Erie. Are we still looking at the same thing there too?
Yeah, it sounds like the perch are hanging out in Michigan waters right now. From what I'm gathering, they're starting to get some fish off of Turtle Island, some decent numbers. Definitely, I was down in Put-in Bay last weekend, and there was nothing going on down there.
Okay.
That's quite unusual. You know, if Michigan's perch are running, so are they on around the islands there in Ohio, and they were not. So that was kind of interesting to see that they were the fish were pushed up to the north. Hopefully, we'll see them start to spread out, and there'll be more and more activity that way. I am hearing that the salmon are starting to sneak into the rivers up north, so we're starting to see some of that activity as well.
Yeah, that was my next question. What are we seeing up north in the rivers? Salmon? Anything else?
You get some of the fall steelhead, but mostly, they're all looking for the kings right now to come in.
Okay. Good deal. So when people are coming into the store right now, as far as bait-wise, are they still picking up crickets?
Oh, we got, crickets, worms, panfish worms, wax worms, that type of stuff is what they'll be looking at now. And minnows for guys who go after the fall crappie, and definitely pike minnows, the guys who go after pike this time of year. Pike minnows are a big asset to those guys,
right?
Who fish live bait. So yeah, we'll be stocked on that, and the store's it's a lot different looking store than it was on Tuesday this week. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
So I have a buddy who fishes quite a bit out in the Somerset area, I'm always seeing pictures on his Facebook of northerns that he's picking up. Are there really any hot spots for northerns where people really just kind of should be zeroing in on those right now?
Well, you're going to want to zero in on the drop-offs because they're going to be chasing those bluegill and crappie and the perch that would be on the edges right now, you know, as the water temperatures come down. They're not traditionally like under a dock like you would see a bass. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be off of docks. You're going to be more on the drop-offs as they're cruising for, you know, a meal.
Yeah, and they do cruise for those meals. So
absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Anything before we wrap up? Anything that our listeners should know about?
I think that's a pretty quiet week. We got the youth, deer opener in the waterfowl this weekend, and the Patriot hunt with the disabled vets. You got that going on this weekend, and we're just rolling from one season into another.
All right, good deal. Tom, as always, we do appreciate the time. Tom Knutson from Knutson Sporting Goods out in beautiful Brooklyn right there on the Wamplers Lake Road. So, Tom, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you.
Sounds great, Mark. You have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too now. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM.